Thanks for joining us for Black Twitter tonight. We're going to discuss all things Drake and Kanye beef. If y'all been peeping out that social media storm, we're also going to discuss Cardi B and her man Offset and that little crash the stage scene and a whole lot more. So just stay tuned in for Black Twitter. They messed up tonight. They gave me the mic. What you know about girl blunts?
Not much.
I only smoke girl blunts. Okay, I first heard this song off my homegirl, Leah McSweeney from Married to the Mob. She does this podcast with Laura Styles called Improper Etiquette, and she be rocking all this stuff with Lakeli. You guys tell me how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
But a girl blunt is like only the girls got five on it. Like the guys can't get on it. Only the girls got five.
I mean, it's definitely a mood. I can't relate, but it's a mood. Yeah. So I'll give it to her. It's definitely a mood.
And let me throw this out there too. I also heard it's more like a sex thing too, like just for the ladies. You know what
nice.
I mean? Cheers to the girl blunts. All right. So we're going to bring it in tonight. I am this camera. Let me talk to my woke camera. Hey, everybody. I'm Al Gregg. I'm filling in for the lovely Alina Vision. And shout out to Raylan, who couldn't be here. They'll be here in the future. Hey, amen. But I'm saying, they messed up when they gave me the mic. Y'all done effed up now when you gave me the mic. And my lovely co-host Ashley.
Hey everyone, you can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. It's going to be a very exciting night, and yes, we do miss Alina and Raylan, but I'm pretty sure you are going to hold it down, and I'm here to help you, so let's get started.
It's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm just gonna go right down. We got a whole bunch of topics for social media, for Black Twitter, things that were like popping off for Black Twitter, but let's first talk about the whole Kanye tweet storm, and then Pete Davidson jumps in, and I'll set up the audio, but basically, Kanye, this is going to tie into another beef he has with Drake. So he was going in on Drake's, I don't know, it sounded like really crazy to me. It just kind of like Drake rents all this room in his head for free. You know, I would never like let somebody like stay in my head that much for free.
Right. But, I understand.
And then he kept coming back to, and don't try to shame me because I have mental health issues. My issues is like, my point is that I think a lot of us have mental health issues, maybe one in three. I don't know. I have my own mental and emotional mm-hmm. struggles,
yeah.
But I choose not to go to the internet to fulfill my, I don't want to say ego, I'm just saying for fulfillment.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people should go to a doctor for that instead of...
So you think that Kanye is just seeking attention, and although he does have mental health issues, social media is not the platform to kind of express that or use it as a weapon in order to gain sympathy.
Took the words right out of my mouth. And here, I don't want to poo-poo on the disease, because I think part of the disease, the nature of the disease is acting erratically without thinking, posting stuff. So that's, yeah. You know, so that's symptomatic of the disease. But I would also, I don't want to co-sign people's BS, because then it encourages them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, do you kind of put more of the weight on the person that's reacting to Kanye? Because I feel like a lot of us give him that platform and encourage his behavior when we really should be stepping back, or maybe contacting him behind the scenes and mm-hmm. not publicly. I think that that is definitely contributing to this continuation of what he is going through. And I definitely think that it is serious. And social media definitely is not the place to kind of work out the issues that he's having right now.
It's like diving in a pool of sharks and saying, I'm going to go here and learn to swim, and these sharks are going to like really teach me how to swim.
Yeah.
No, the internet is full of trolls. It's full of sharks. You don't go there for encouragement. Mm-hmm. You don't go there to fulfill your self-esteem. But with that said, I think it's a two-pronged answer. I think it's one of those things that Kanye, even Pete Davidson, ladies and gentlemen, Pete Davidson, big advocate on SNL for mental health, and he pops up in these segments later on.
Right.
One of the things he said, like a gentle reminder to Kanye on SNL, was, Kanye, just because you have mental health issues doesn't give you an excuse to be an asshole.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
The thing is, it's I think we, Kanye bears personal responsibility, mm-hmm. even though part of the disease is that you just act out and you don't think you're sick. That's part of the problem. But I think people, he's got to be held accountable. And then B, the people around him, like you were said, TMZ, I'm really salty with them right now.
Yeah.
Because they encourage it. They know this man is not on his meds. Here's the thing. This week he said, well, y'all are shaming me because my mental health issues. Do you know the last time I was on TMZ, he's like, I don't have mental health issues. It was just like lack of sleep.
Yeah. So, well, I think that, you know, TMZ has a right because they are an entertainment outlet. So they have a right to do their job. I'm talking more specifically about individuals that Drake is going after. I mean, that Kanye is going after, like Drake. Mm-hmm. Like, don't respond publicly. Like, mm-hmm. if we have anything that we need to discuss, we're going to do it behind the scenes. But TMZ, just like us, we're up here talking about it because it is our job to ask these hard-hitting questions and to discuss this. And yes, mental health is such a serious illness within every single community, just America as a whole, the world. But we don't know specifically his diagnosis. So it's like, you can't just make a blanket statement and say, oh, I have mental health issues. We all do.
And that's no excuse for you
to act erratically.
And here's the thing. There's a Hit my bell. That's a hot take. I think we're on the same page on that. And I would even say, even if we live in a capitalist society where people are free really to exploit whatever they want to make money, that's illegally. It's illegal to do that. Let's take it further than TMZ. Let's take it to his family.
Yeah, like his wife.
His wife, Kim, co-signed. I feel like she co-signs that. And I don't want to spoil the lead. So let's get into the first audio snippet we have. And this is from Hot 97. And Hot 97 is, you know, big hip-hop station in New York. They're right up there with Power, but Hot 97 is really the hip-hop station. Yeah. And I think Ebro and Rosenberg, they kind of break it down. So let's hear what they have to say.
I could give it to Kanye West, who continued tweeting all over the weekend. Yo, Kanye, I need to give a congratulations to everyone out there who deals with their mental health issues and believes they're the only ones who deal with mental health issues, and they're the defender of mental health issues. It's like there's a fight over people being like, no, you don't understand mental health issues. I understand mental health. Like, everyone is making it this crusade.
I'm the one who's really sick. Me.
And like, guys, how about this? A lot of people of all backgrounds are dealing
most?
With it.
How about I would say most people are challenged with somewhere on the spectrum at some point in their life dealing with some mental health and emotional challenges that are caused.
Well, how would they not be? Does everyone have to deal with their physical health?
Everyone.
So does everyone likely have to deal with their mental health?
Everyone.
And so, like, the fact that everyone's making it their thing, like, it's almost a built-in just thing to talk about. You know what? Snoop summed it up well.
Let's listen to Snoop and then we'll cut out.
I think Snoop explained it to Kanye.
Well, we would also say that I'm happy that people are dealing with it.
Oh, no. It's better to be dealt with than not dealt with.
For sure.
Let's hear Snoop.
Is y'all getting tired of this Kanye West and these tweets? Because I am. I see why you and Donald Trump hang out. Y'all tweet like a motherfucker. Like that need Dr. Phil or Mari or, you know what? That need Jerry Springer. Jerry. Somebody take that phone, man.
Yeah.
He acting a plumb damn fool. Get your ass off your phone and go holler at that in real life. Stop telling the whole world what you're going through. We don't give a
I definitely
to do. Well, I got to
agree.
Do. And I got way more customers before I get to you. Take that Kanye phone and put him on Jerry Springer.
All right,
congratulations. You played.
Yeah, they do that whole segment. You played yourself. Shout out to them. And it was trending on Twitter. But Case, it was everything we kind of addressed. But one of the things I kind of want to bounce off you, he talked about personal responsibility, mm-hmm. and Snoop, in his own special, unique way, kind of just broke it down.
Right.
So, but he'll give it the real.
The
yeah, he'll break it down like, you know, bare letters for us. I don't know. Do you think that us commenting on it, are we responsible for even more of his mental illness because we're discussing it? Because I felt like that's what Kanye tried to say. It's like, I feel like Ariana Grande gave the little joke, hey, y'all, while y'all doing this, peep out my album. And then he hit her back. He posted a tweet that said, that's not fun to make fun of my mental illness, and that's what you're doing right now. It's like, bruh, We're just conversating. You put it out there. And if you put it out there, you have to be responsible. I love you, brother. I want to support you, but I don't want to co-sign your BS.
Well, I think that Arianda in that situation was being an opportunist. Okay. And she jumped on that because there is no need for her to comment on something like that. She could have honestly promoted her single without saying, even though there are grown men arguing right now on social media. So I feel like she was being an opportunist.
But she didn't address it specifically. Though.
Yeah, but I mean, we all know, anyone with common sense knows who she is referring to. And one other thing that Snoop did say about Trump, he's giving me Trump vibes. He's taking all of this emotion to Twitter and not really even thinking through what he has to say. He's just literally just tweeting. And Kim is not helping the situation. She even came out and was like, don't ever come and attack my family.
Do you
like,
really think that was her? Because I think it was Kanye tweeting from her phone.
I mean, either way, it's a co-sign because she allowed it to be on her social media. Because
she's an enabler.
Yeah. So it's like, first of all, Kanye ain't paved the way for Drake. Let's just be honest.
De La Soul. Let me talk to my woke camera, okay? For all y'all need to get woke. Wake up. De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, that whole movement in the 90s, all the way down to The Roots, and even Pharrell, you know, those are the predecessors to what Drake and what Kanye are doing. Very sing-songy, kind of bohemian, experimental, talking about flowers and daisies, not all about, like, bling. They weren't the hard guys. But there's a total precedent for that.
Yeah, and I totally understand her standing by her man, but there is a fine line between enabling and then supporting your husband. Damn. And I feel like she is literally on the cusp of, like, you're an enabler now, and you need to, like, commit him to something, like, involuntarily and just let him disappear for a year because this is, like, spiraling out of control.
And just to clarify, Native Tongue was the name of the movement that I love that I came up on, but I'm dating myself. with that said, we were talking about Kim and her enabling. Here's my thing. Whether she wrote it or whether Kanye typed it in her phone, I feel like it's wrong either way, and I'm gonna go there a little bit. I feel like sometimes you need to let people stand up for themselves and fight their own battles. But if she's constantly coming in, the wife is constantly coming in playing cleanup man. If she did it intentionally, that doesn't do anybody any good because he's not growing. You can talk to him behind the scenes. You don't have to diss him, but you know, talk to him behind the scenes. But more importantly, that tweet was exactly what Kanye tweeted. It was almost like verbatim what he tweeted.
Yeah.
Like he cut and pasted it and he just put it on Kim's page. So if you're letting your phone around him, she's still complicit and she ought to be held accountable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the behind the scenes is so murky. So I'm not going to take that away from, you know, like, she's definitely trying to be there for Kanye from what I see, but she's just literally, I don't feel
too
like
enabling.
She's not stepping up to the plate.
There can be something that's like, be too enabling and too nice, right?
Or just don't say anything at all your man at home.
That's it's not like supporting your man. Yeah. That's not getting your man healthy. You're actually making it worse.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, but it is what it is.
But Ashley, can we be surprised, though? Coming from the Kardashian family.
I mean, I'm surprised.
Everything's reality. Everything's publicity stunt. Like,
right.
Doesn't it really make sense, really?
I mean, I'm surprised because I was such a huge fan of Kanye West before the Kardashians. And it's like, I consider him to be somebody who had the strength to, like, bypass all of this reality mess. Because pretty much right now, you're a reality star. Like, what music have we heard from you?
Trash.
Like, this is ridiculous at this point. So, I mean, I just feel like he needs to navigate his way out of this by checking into rehab. Like, I mean, I'm...
Or somebody hide his phone. But here's the sad thing about it. It's like you really can't control what a grown adult does. Grown man or woman, you can encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to them. Maybe you can hide their phone, but really, you can't force them to do anything. And again, part of the nature of the disease is that you don't think you're sick. You feel good. Like, I'm on point. I'm on one. I got my superpower. That's part of the nature of the disease, but he's in for another 5150, like where they're going to send him into the psych ward if he doesn't do it himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the severity of what he is going through. And like Ebro said in Rosenberg in this interview, is that it's legit. Like, everyone goes through different levels
Thank
of
you.
Depression.
There's no shame in that.
Different levels of anxiety. So it's like, I can be flipping out like him too.
Yeah.
If I was putting my business out here in these streets, because a homegirl be going through it.
Yeah.
It's the difference that Kanye has a huge platform and he's not using it responsibly. And then he is just using this mental illness as an excuse to just say whatever he feels, and that's not
right.
And
can I take it a step further? He slipped in. Oh, by the way, I got the new Yeezys coming out. He slipped that in.
Yeah.
So that kind of takes away a whole bunch of his credibility. The media, you're like, oh, by the way, I'm doing a tweet storm and I'm trolling, and stop picking on me. By the way, get these new Yeezys out. Because to be straight honest, like, them Yeezys ain't selling like they are. They, like they were before. Them 350s, don't worry around me because they ain't selling.
And it's interesting because, like, his rant parallel 45, Trump. So it's kind of like, okay, well, if you got a mental illness, what Trump got?
The funny thing is, and that's what's a sad state of affairs, and I'm not going to get, I always say, we can get political, but I always say, because I'm an independent, this is not even a political thing. This is more looking at, like, the psychological framework of Trump. And I'm going to get to that, by the way, with my woke book, where you look at psychology and someone's political agenda. But he has a nature... He has one tool, a hammer. And if your only tool is a hammer, you don't know how to do anything else, and it's rewarded you, then everything looks like a nail. So you're going to hit everything with the hammer, and you're going to bash. And while you may get a momentary, temporary lift, affection, feedback on the internet, that your likes go up, it's kind of like that little rush thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run, man, these lies always catch up to you. Like, I never thought I'd say I feel sorry for Donald Trump. I don't necessarily like his politics, but literally his world's caving in. He's under investigation for every one of his businesses. People were like doing these little memes where, like, have you ever seen Trading Places where they had the rich guy who was like put on the street? People were doing those memes. So like, literally, it's like, I don't wish that kind of life on anybody.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't wish that life on anyone either. However, I'm not going to feel sorry for someone who keeps digging themselves further and further and further into this ditch that they're actually digging themselves.
And I
feel like this is what Kanye is doing. It's like, you just keep going deeper and deeper, bruh. But, I mean, to each their own. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it.
God bless the brother. Next week, you'll be saying, I'm not mentally ill. It was just sleep deprivation.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't believe in taking pills. That's what he'll say next week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jonathan. All right. And so let's go into the – have you heard about the whole, like, Cardi B Offset thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's go into the whole Cardi B concert, Offset, interrupting it, shenanigans. And I think it makes for really good content. And I believe we have a YouTube video. Again, thanks from Hot 97. We're giving them some love tonight because they really break it down. I like to be what's going on the East Coast. And it's lit up on Twitter, too.
So many footages of that night.
And not the other person, what the other person is going through. I think that's the biggest misstep in why these things don't land the way you'd want them to.
He's talking about Offset
coming on
stage. And
I would say that happened with Offset. And clearly he got some bad advice.
It was a grand gesture in front of like 30,000 people that interrupted Cardi's set. She looked visibly annoyed by the situation. You couldn't hear what she was saying off mic. He was saying, take me back, I'm sorry. She looked like she was saying, yo, what are you doing? Leave me alone. Why are you doing this? Lil Rel, what was your take on this?
Well, first of all, you can't just be showing up at people's jobs like that. You know what I mean?
What does he have on?
I like the Lil Rel chain in the fur, though.
She worked at UPS.
He's keeping it old school.
And he showed up at a job, he would have gotten tackled
style.
And arrested.
And she would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, and that's the middle of a set, and then he called her bruh. Like, that's
the new generation of calling that girl Cardi bruh. Is weird.
Bruh. He sure did say bruh.
I miss you, bruh.
He sure did say bruh.
You said bruh.
I forgot about that.
I love you, bruh. I love you, bruh. Baby, come back to me, bruh.
That is the worst.
Bruh.
You can't call your girl bruh.
That's
when
that
you're
generation
trying to
now. They call their girl
unfortunately.
Bruh. I don't know what that's about.
Has a guy ever tried to call you bruh?
I mean, my homeboys, but not like in an intimate relationship. I mean, I honestly feel
Jonathan,
like...
this is great, man. You can wind this down. Okay, like, I want to finish getting your take on it, Ashley.
You know, I said this last week, and I still stand by it this week, although it may not be popular opinion. I honestly, truly believe this is all a publicity stunt. Here is why. If Cardi B literally was done with Offset or did not want any dealings with Offset, even like within like last week or the next couple of weeks, if you're really, really upset with your man, he would not have been in the building. Her security would have stopped him before he even got on stage. How did you arrange all of this? How did not one person see these huge things that says, take me back, and they come rolling out on stage?
Can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah, of course.
Duly noted, because that was my first impression.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, I think, and I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. She could have been in cahoots with it, but I'm very cynical too. But because she got the same management with like Coach P, I don't know those guys over there, whatever, and the same guys who manage the Migos and her husband Offset, I'm sure if they had something to do with booking the show, they have a lot to do with, like, getting on the inside and choreographing. Even if maybe Cardi didn't know. What do you think? Maybe she didn't know.
But we know Cardi to be, a very, passionate woman.
Yes, we do.
And if you are upset with your mans and you don't want nothing to do with him for this moment, you will let your people know, your group, like, look, I don't even want him at my show. I want to be focused, and I'm about the music tonight. When she was on stage with him, telling him to get off the stage or whatever she was saying.
Did she actually say get off? I just saw the look on her
face. I don't know what she was saying exactly. Right. We could not hear her, but from her gestures, they were very, like, passive. No. It was just like what are you doing here? And we, from what I know Cardi to be, what she portrays in the public, I would have saw some clapping, what is you doing? And she would have said it in the mic.
She'd be snatching weaves and dreads and throwing shoes.
I just think that it's like at this point, even if it is a publicity stunt or not, it's exhausting. And I'm so over Cardi B and Offset. I'm over Nicki. I'm over Kanye. It's like, where is the music? Like, what happened to, I feel like it's a huge reality show at this point. Everyone's a reality star.
Yeah, this is like Love & Hip Hop played out before us on a grand platform. Real quick, I'm kind of more inclined to agree with you, but again, just to, I'm trying to put myself in Cardi's shoes. Like, I don't want to, she's a smart girl, and just like Offset smart.
Is she?
People, well, here we go. Let's talk about that. Just because people aren't very articulate, and maybe, you know, not necessarily like book educated, doesn't mean, like, Offset, I really felt that he really didn't have the tools to express himself, like, romantically, you know, at least for, like, what we would normally consider, like, how you talk to somebody when you get them back, bruh. But, you know, and maybe, and Cardi, I think she's very shrewd, you know, she's got that street savvy, and she knows what you do, even with the whole internet thing. That's how she got on, was the, it was the internet. So I guess I'm saying is, do we think both of them are that smart, or do we got to cut both of them some slack for being young and inexperienced and really just kind of like, you know, new and kind of ignorant to a lot of this stuff?
No, I don't. I'm not going to. We're talking about two grown individuals at the end of the day. And I don't think that they are. I'm pretty sure they are capable of putting this together. And if they are not, their team is. And it's smart. We've seen this before. Jay-Z and Beyonce put their business on the street to sell, you know. And people are like, well, Beyonce doesn't need to, you know, need that publicity.
But she does.
And people are saying the same thing about Cardi. Cardi doesn't need that publicity. But I'm like, anybody needs publicity.
Dude, but you're not hot all the time. Let me throw this
and up. Even if you are hot, why not be hotter? Like, why not be the only person that someone is talking
about? Beyonce, she will take a picture. I think she did take a picture with Cardi. She will take a picture, you know, with whoever's the next hot person, just to like to be. Same thing Jay-Z does. Stand next to the next hottest guy. Y'all done messed up. Woke camera. Y'all messed up giving me a mic. Y'all messed up, okay? And how do I tie this all up as far as the Cardi B and the Offset
thing? It was a publicity stunt.
Okay. Let me say, again, I sound like I'm defending him, but I'm trying to get people to think from an alternative perspective. Let's say I break up with you, my girlfriend. We break up. We have a breakup, and it's weird, and it's funky. I just, from, I don't know, social skills enough, I know to not, like, okay, maybe if I want her back, I know she loves me, but she's not returning my calls. Maybe I might deliver some flowers to your job. I might even go and say, hey, baby, I miss you. I know you're working. I just want you to acknowledge. That's appropriate, right?
Come into my job? No.
What if I was just dropping off flowers?
No, you can have it delivered. Like, why are you here? No, seriously, and I feel like that's Cardi's attitude. Like, from what I can see in the media, Cardi is not someone who's like, no, she's like, why are you here? Like, no, you're interrupting my set. I'm on stage right now, and here you come, and she would be talking in the mic.
She showed up at
there's literally no passion behind that, and I'm just like, Cardi. And then she went on live talking about, like, you know, I'm here to defend him. I'm not going to let anyone tear him down because
I kind of like that. I kind of rock with that.
I do like that, but it's like, if you don't want us coming for him, why put your business out
there?
They
started it. Whole relationship.
What's the point?
It's kind of like the whole Kardashian thing. Everybody noticed a theme about Black Twitter, social media in general that crosses all boundaries, is that these people invite you into their lives.
And then get mad when we're nosy.
And then try to get fake woke and fake outrage. You know, when you, and I was just acknowledging Jay-Z and Beyonce thing. They definitely put things out there as far as their relationships, ups and downs. But here's the one thing I give them respect for. Nobody even knew they were married for like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't announce it. They didn't get on one knee like Offset did. And Cardi, I'm married. I'm not married. I'm pregnant. I'm not pregnant. We don't know.
Yeah.
The thing is once you invite people into your life, you know, it's kind of like your fault.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's not a publicity stunt, I'm still exhausted. And it's not entertaining at this point. Yeah. It's just like, get it together and put out some singles and just be done with that and boom, done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of over them.
I'm very done. I was trying to, you know, I'm always trying to like, okay, like, what's the last counterpoint with Cardi B and Offset? The funny thing is, I'm more about the music too. I'm more into hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I want to throw this out to the audience. Okay. We have an interesting debate going on. I actually think, I've never done this, but I actually think, yo, if you lost your girl and I acted a fool and I cheated on my girl, I think I probably could have tried this back in the day with some foreknowledge, send her flowers at the job, or perhaps even me personally dropping off the flowers. These are for you, baby. Give a hug and kiss. I hope, you know, you forgive me. I'm out. I think that's appropriate, but Ashley seems to think that's inappropriate.
I don't think so. I think that my personal relationship, we will discuss things at home. If we
but
live
we're not together, I can't get you on the horn.
Well, then that's the issue. That's the issue. You need to wait until that person is calm, cool, and collected and willing to talk. That's communication. Just because you want to talk to me
doesn't mean
that I have to sit down and talk to you.
Doesn't give you access, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, how dare you show up to my job? Security!
Okay, we're taking it a step further. Here we go. Did you talk about the security thing? This is a debate going on the internet, so I want you guys in the chat, in the comment section, to comment on this and just weigh in, you know, which side, you know, you think. Because, okay, you see how I felt. You know, I thought a little bit was appropriate, but, like, if I go to your job and I break out in karaoke and song and dance, then it's all about me. Like, the whole Kanye thing, it's all about me and selling his sneakers. It's not about, like, the issue. So that's my biggest turnoff about it. But some women actually tried to say he was being a stalker. And while there are stalkers who may show up to your job, let's not, those are apples and oranges. Let's not paint him with this broad brush and call him. Maybe they got triggered by it because they've had a bad experience. But anybody who hasn't had a bad experience, I don't think that would necessarily consider that a stalker move. It would just be very forward and inappropriate.
I don't think he was being a stalker.
Thank you. Yeah, it was just inappropriate. And I would say,
It may not have been inappropriate. That's just how I see it. But Cardi may like stuff like that. He may have done that before in the past, and we just are unaware of that, like showing up to her house or showing up to, like, wherever she is. So we don't know the dynamics of their relationship. Uh-huh. For me, it was too much.
Right.
I don't want you showing up at my workplace with no cars, with no flowers, nothing.
Gentlemen, you hear this?
No.
If y'all break up, no flowers, no candy, no getting on one knee. It's not going to work.
No.
Don't bring out your boombox, you know, and like rap to her love
disgusting.
Songs.
Disgusting. I would call the police.
What about looking at his intention? Here's the game. Going back to Offset. I actually believe that it is possible for a young man. I was Offset like 27, real loose. He's new, three baby mamas or whatever. I think it's possible for a young man like him who hasn't been necessarily groomed in the, let's say, what we consider conventional social graces. You know, he's a brother from the hood, from Atlanta. I think I love his music, and that shows a form of intelligence. But I think it's possible that he could have actually, that could have been his best idea at the time. And I say that in quotes. It's kind of like, let's say you do something stupid when you're drunk. We've all done something stupid when we're drunk. Well, why did you do that? Well, I wasn't in my right mind. I was drunk at the time, so I wasn't thinking straight. So he was really on one. He got excited, and nobody, like, pulled his like coattail and said, yo, man, you know, maybe you never think about that. So is it possible, while selfish and a lot about him, making it about him, is it possible that he could have went in there with the intentions of getting Cardi back, and this is a lesson learned? Does it have to be like so nefarious?
No, I think that is definitely possible. But then it goes back to my point. If that's something that Cardi likes and appreciates, and it was right up her alley. But for me, I think that it was just too much. You don't come to someone's job and interrupt their work for, you know, just to try and get her back. That's ridiculous.
Ladies, if you want to send me flowers at work, hey, I'll be flattered. You know, go for it. LG_JamaicaHouse, slide in my DMs. Okay, so... That's like the big topics, but now we're going to go into my personal woke segment.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about Kodak and Ebro.
Oh, we didn't talk about Kodak and Ebro. Good point.
That's a really good one.
Thank you, Ashley. Mm-hmm. Jonathan, can you continue playing that link? I believe that was on there, and maybe that was at the, I don't know, maybe even the two, Kanye, self, Brandon Cardi B, Offset. I don't know. I'm really tripping. Can we try going back to the SoundCloud link and literally starting at the 35-minute mark? Thanks.
Saying nothing.
This was a very interesting
real journalism,
one.
Jace. But you were not prepared for someone to... Yo, that's insane that people... Again, too many people have people around them who don't want to say things to prepare them. Yo, just so you know, based on what I know about Ebro's show, good chance they're going to bring up that thing. You know what I'm saying?
So that's the Kodak Black versus Ebro where Kodak walks out of the interview.
I'm not saying that the Breakfast Club had to grill him. No way. But what I'm saying is they made a decided effort to be like, we're going to buddy you up now. This is an opportunity.
That's a good play. I think that's a great strategy for them.
How do you feel about him walking out?
That's a good point. This is a good place to stop it right here. Thanks, Jonathan. I don't want to say. It's layers to this question. It's layers.
Yeah.
I think, and I want people to know, if you guys ever come on this show, Black Twitter, we will do the proper preparation. You know, we will talk about the bullet points before we go over it.
So I'm not.
No. So here we go.
No. That's not how it goes.
Okay,
no.
Okay. Some people do that.
Some people do that, but that's not your choice. I am an entertainment reporter. I report on trending topics, trending news. This is not CNN. You're not sitting down with freaking on ABC or any of those dry toast, no avocado shows. If you want topics off the table, it is important for their manager or PR to say, this is
what
off.
If he said that? Actually,
but they
what
didn't.
If he said
they did not
it's
because
just like, I feel like that's almost like a given.
No.
I can't. He said it. I'm sure he said there's certain legal issues I can't talk about it. And Ebro just kind of just
jumped
in. Here's
the thing. No, because I'm pretty sure, and this is up to this is the managers and the PRs persons or teams' job to say. And this has been my experience as an entertainment reporter. They will come and they will say or send an email. These questions are off limits, and if you talk about this, I'm pulling my client.
What if he told Ebro that and he did it anyway?
I don't think as a professional he would have done that. And they would have said that. And they've been going back and forth, and Ebro has never brought that up.
Okay.
Like, come on. Like, what are you coming? You're coming in here. That's a hot topic. Let's talk about that. And Ebro even said that, you know, we eased into this. You know what I mean? Like, buttered him up or whatever. Mm. And then all of a sudden you don't want to talk. I do appreciate Kodak, you know, having a very, like, his demeanor.
He has a sexual assault, for those who don't know, charge.
Does.
But he hasn't been convicted yet, so we have to say alleged. That's the law. Otherwise,
and
we get sued.
And that's what he should have said in the interview. Actually, Ebro, I have not been convicted, so allegedly. And this is what's going on. And you know what, bro? I can't talk about that.
But this is what
we can talk about. I mean, and then as an entertainment reporter, I'm going to be like, oh, I got you. But I'm going to keep up on that. And you're going to come back, because when you convicted, honey, we'll still get you, even though we might have to pay on your bail or something. But we'll get you back in here. I'm not going to be freaking like navigating
through
questions.
And here's one thing. I don't agree with, like, you got all the rappers out there, all the gangster rappers, trying to bully the journalists and saying, you're snitching, and you're working with the police.
No, I'm doing my job.
They're doing their job. And if you're dumb enough, I don't want to say dumb enough or transparent enough to talk about your case,
exactly. That
is your fault. Stop blaming on other people. But
you are supposed to, it is up to your team to prep you going into that interview to answer those questions with the specific legal verbiage.
The specificity,
like, it's like, you should already have like a sentence prepped to like in response
Shout
to
out
that.
To my boy DJ Academics. And I just feel like that there's a lot of people who's ganging up on him. Ebro, Joe Budden, Star, whatever. Star, I love Star. You know, he's a born troll. So he's good at getting views. But I think a lot of that stuff is unfair. And he's when he's just reporting the news. You could be my best friend, but bruh, I love you. You my man. But I'm just telling you, if I need to keep my job, we may need to address this.
And let's talk about how Kodak Black, like, repeatedly, historically, continuously downgrades Black women and the color of our
woman.
Skin.
He don't want a dark skin, brown
so
skin woman.
So it's like, sir.
He's, yeah. Can I say, ooh. Again, why do I always find myself defending these people? I don't mean to defend, just trying to give it some context. Okay, Black people, post-slavery syndrome, we've been conditioned. Our conditioning has been conditioned. Mm-hmm. It's not to blame, because I'm not one of those people, oh, blame the white man. I don't, you know what I mean? Things happen.
Yeah.
I believe people should be held accountable, but at the same time, I'm going to work on my side of the street. So just giving it some context, if like the one drop rule, okay? My mom is very fair-skinned. She comes from Louisiana, like the whole Creole thing. She's probably, we did her like, her DNA thing, she's probably more white than Black. But the point is, because she came from like the era, and her mom came from the era of the one drop rule, she just identifies as Black. She doesn't say like, oh, I'm mixed. Or, like, that's just her. She's just, and we take it, and we joke about it. But the slave master would elevate the slaves who were mixed.
Yeah, I know.
As you know, I'm just recapping this for the audience.
It's about to be 2019. It's all about being insensitive. You are making comments that are so incredibly insensitive. I get that you hate yourself because he did say, he was like, I hate the color of my skin. Yeah. I hate that I'm dark, so that's why I don't date dark women. Yeah. He said that.
So and, that's okay. But that's an American problem, and we're trying to work it out. Like we're calling it colorism now. We're trying to, but it's something that's real, and I don't think you can discount somebody's conditioning. Like, I almost look at him like, bro, I'm sorry for, like, somebody who's sick. Like, man, oh, man, I feel sorry for you, bro. You know, let me help you that you're still suffering from that ailment. So just a different take on it.
Yeah, I guess I don't have that that compassion for an ignorant person like that, especially not at his age. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work for me.
What about preference? What if I just think, like, you know, if I...
Oh, no, of course. Everyone has a preference. Yeah. Like, I have a preference.
What's
but
your
I
preference?
Wouldn't... Oh, I'm not going to say what my
No. We got to get real on this.
I like to date men. That's my preference. Men. But I would never say that I don't like a specific type of man just because it's not my preference. I would never talk down on anyone just because...
Shouldn't.
It's not my preference. And that just, to me, is ridiculous, and it makes people feel really bad.
Can I take this to a deeper level? Okay, Ebro, shout out to Ebro. He's what I think he's really carrying the flag. And even Charlamagne, too, in their own different veins about as far as, like, trying to, like, guide the youth. The problem is, I think Ebro finds himself in too many beefs with all these young rappers like Kodak and 6ix9ine. And when he gets in there, he's trolling, and it feels like kind of like the same thing Funkmaster Flex does, where it's more all about adversarial instead of like, oh, let me reach out to this young brother. It's like, oh, I can troll this guy and get a whole lot of likes. So F these little, little rappers.
I think Ebro was upset because he felt that Kodak was trying to steer the interview. Mm-hmm. And Ebro was like, bro, this is my show. I'm going to ask you whatever I want to because ain't nobody tell me I could. This topic was off. Like off the table.
I'm giving you some context for Ebro, duly noted, and I want to acknowledge that. But there's even this tail part of the interview where it's like Kodak is walking off, and Ebro's like, "What's up, man? I can do whatever I want. This is my show."
Yeah, I heard that.
The ego. Once your ego, and I got an ego. We all got an ego. You know, we're responsible for it. But I think like a lot of times, ego motivates Ebro more than actually trying to like help the youth.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to help Kodak, so. But in my defense, he wouldn't try to help me either because I'm too dark. So there's that.
Bing. We got love for our brown sisters over here. Oh, there you go. We got love for all of our sisters. We got love for everybody. We got love for everybody. All right. So are we done with that?
Yeah.
Can you put a pin in that?
Pin.
Okay. So, Jonathan, we're going to go to my woke segment, and let me go to my woke camera. My woke camera. Brah, 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 brah. What's up, everybody? Damn. There you go. There you go. All right. To start off with the woke segment, or two woke segment, as we say, I'm going to start off with my woke book challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this every week. The book of the week, or the woke book of the week, is called Frantz Fanon's The Wretched of the Earth.
Nice.
Now, he died in 61, but I believe that was the year it was published. And while this is relevant, his whole approach... This brother, I think he's French, but his whole approach was like not just political. He was a socialist in class. Don't try to label me because I just hate labels. I don't like Democrat, Republican. I'm a leftist, but I just don't like labels. Even like, so there are social things. Socialism or social programs are like, okay, let's give universal health care. Let's feed and, you know, and help out the homeless. Those are social programs. Those of, you know, who are mentally ill, we're going to provide for them education, free education. Those are social programs, but it doesn't make you socialist. With that said, his whole thing was given in a psychological perspective, and I think in a very Pan-African way, and I think it's very applicable to what you would talk about Trump right now, because what Frantz Fanon addressed was how not only is colonialism a political thing, it's like it's a psychological thing, and we need to unpack it. So anyway, boys and girls, you guys got me like digging back in my old college days, my old college books. But check it out. This is a dusty one, but this is the classic. And then, hey, let me just read the little teaser they give you. The Wretched of the Earth. And then say, do you speak French?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'm just going to stumble through this. Les Dames de la Terre, I don't speak French, is a 1961 book by Frantz Fanon in which the author provides a psychiatric and psychological analysis of dehumanizing effects of colonization upon the individual and the nation, and discusses the broader social, cultural, and political implications inherent to establishing a social movement for the decolonization of a person or a people, particularly black people, but he was all about just people in general.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go.
Nice.
All right, so that was my
Well, thanks for that. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out and let you guys know how it is.
Yeah. Okay, so being that we're on my wokety woke segment, did you hear about the whole, like, Prada thing where they had the little Sambo figurines attached to the purse?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we're gonna throw to that tweet as our engineer Jonathan pulls it up. They did the mea culpa, I guess, almost even before. I think keep scrolling down, and you'll see their big apology. But while he's pulling it up, let me set the table for you guys. We all know that something like having a little Sambo figure, we used to call them tar babies. And excuse my language, but that's what, you know, or whatever. Like, they would be a little black kind of like midget with big old red lips, big old eyes, very like, I don't know, it's like very derogatory. We'd even say like, okay, like that's an image trying to like coonify us, basically. And though you'll see those things pop up every now and then, somebody might, like some old school person might have a little, you know, like a little midget black Niglet on their porch, or a figurine. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about negative publicity, and I think we addressed this before. Wow, this day and age, you're saying in 2018, going to be 2019, we all know that that is inappropriate. We know that's inappropriate. It's racially, it's going to trigger people racially, and really it's racist, straight up. Now, with that said, Prada, they go ahead and publish their bags, as you can see, they're scrolling on the screen, but Prada goes ahead and, release this line of bags, and attached to the bags, there was a little black Sambo figurine, about the size of that little, we saw a little donkey, but literally it was like that size, and they only did a limited run, and if we could go to the, here, let me, if we could go to the actual tweet, the problem was, not only did they release these little figurines with the actual purse, but when they discontinued it, the value went up because it became more rare. And I think you and I were talking about, well, do people know what they're doing? No, this is called negative advertising. This is called negative advertising, where I'm literally going to offend you just for the troll of it, just for the to be offensive of you. And let's look at the Colin Kaepernick thing, just as a casual example. I don't want to get too deep into it, but people like you and I, we probably, on the surface level, we support Cap. But there's a lot of people, you know, mainstream, you know, whites, whoever, probably some conservatives that transcends race, who were very offended that Nike picked up Kaepernick and, you know, as they were sponsoring him. But Nike obviously made the calculation that there were going to be a number of people burning those jerseys, hating on Kaepernick, saying, I'm leaving Nike and I'm going to boycott Nike because they don't like what Colin Kaepernick represents. But not only were they prepared for that, they anticipated that because it basically uplifted the conversation as far as like likes and views.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I'll get off my high horse, but I think, let me tell you guys what the quote actually said. And this is, again, there, a mea culpa, the Prada mea culpa. And again, this is something that's called negative advertising. For those of you who do think, like, why would somebody do that intentionally? No, they're doing it intentionally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, we know what
I can agree with that.
Yeah. So I don't know. What's your take on that?
I mean, I don't give energy to stuff like this because that's the purpose of them doing things like this. As you have mentioned, you call it negative advertising. It's done on purpose and it's done with intent, and they know that it's going to get a lot of people talking and ultimately it is going to increase sales. So stuff like this, I know that this is done intentionally. I'm not going to give it any attention because guess what? If we choose to ignore it, we are not giving it, we're not adding fuel to the fire. Like if we choose to stop ignoring Kanye, he will disappear because no one is adding fuel to that fire. If we choose to stop watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they will go away because no one is supporting it. So I'm choosing to ignore this BS because what's the point of turning blue in the face talking about this? We know that it's racist. We know that it is insensitive. And I am not going to give them any more of my energy.
I agree with you 100%. But let's say, again, like the general public. Most people are hooked on social media. It's like being tied into the matrix
in spite of
themselves. Yeah. Like I'll catch myself looking at my phone and look at a story, even though I totally disagree with it, just to check in. And I feel like it's a sad state of the world we're in. Anybody saw that Netflix show Black Mirror about how social media turns your life upside down?
How to turn off, because I only will watch a certain amount of news each day because it puts you in such a negative headspace.
Yeah.
And you cannot let that dictate and control your mood. So when I see stories like this, I'm like, oh, I'm not, like, keep scrolling because I'm not even about to do it.
Can I heard a really good idea? Somebody was saying, like, Kanye should be the sponsor of, like, flip phones. Not new phones, but flip phones where you can't go on the internet. They were saying he'd make a bundle. If we could just keep him off the internet, we just keep him making calls.
Or like just somebody stop entertaining it. Well, I mean, of course, I'm going to entertain because it's my job to entertain
it. Here we go.
But I don't let it infiltrate my existence. Like, I know when to turn it off and when to turn it on for research, but I'm not going to continuously just scroll and, like, get so far in those layers of that Prada situation. Like, we know that this was some BS. I'm not about to, no.
With that said, we're going to start to wrap things up, and I just want to apologize for the link I submitted. It's actually, I have to scroll a little further down, maybe like three tweets now, but I'm just going to read it to you guys. Prada, their mea culpa, their apology. We are committed to creating products that celebrate the diverse fashion and beauty of cultures around the world. We've removed all, I don't know what this, Prada-melia, like that word, products that were offensive from the market and are taking the immediate steps to learn from this. Full press release attached if you're interested. And so, for the record, that's what they said.
Oh, well, good for you, Prada. Wow.
Yeah. So I think our engineer is telling us to wrap this thing up. So, but ladies and gentlemen, it's the first time I've done this, okay? It's the first time I've done this. But y'all done messed up when you gave me a mic, okay? Y'all done messed up. We're going to get loose up here. And, you know, but thank you for Ashley. Yay. Shout out to Raylan and Alina. Let me go to my woke camera, everybody. So I'm going to just give you my info. I'm Al Gregg, a.k.a. Algy. You can follow me on IG at Algy_JamaicaHouseFilm. Algy_JamaicaHouseFilm. And my lovely co-host.
And Al, you did such an amazing job. Shout out to Alina and Raylan, as he has said. Happy holidays, everyone. Follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Yeah. And until next time or next year, peace out.
Blah.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christmas, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.